Are you ready for this, Cards fans? Llewellyn Summer Sweeps is officially in full swing. Now through Labor Day, come into any Llewellyn's location, order the special of the day for your chance to win a trip for two to Cardinals Spring Training with Inside STL and 12 other amazing prizes. The more you go, the more chances to win. Visit Llewellynspub.com for more details or follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for updates. With tons of TVs and patios at almost all their locations, Llewellyn's Pub should be your place for games this summer. So go watch, eat, and enter to win.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, this week Wednesday's sick. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2. FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe with you on the radio program. Well, this is kind of what it's all about. You know, this is why
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, Charlie. It's why you clock in early. It's why you leave late. It's why you do the extra set at the gym. It's why you stay on the bike for another 15 minutes. This is what it's all about. This is why you went into journalism school.
Yeah, I have a lot of regrets about that, but it's nice that it's all apparently going to be worth it now.
This is the payoff, sir.
Okay.
This is the payoff. Charlie, as you know, Bomber O'Brien's, a wonderful bar in the St. Louis area, approached us, and they said they want to be a sponsor on the show. And we're like, would you like to do a Cardinal report? And they're like, no. We recognize Tim's intuition to find the next great adult film stars. Whether you go back to, Doug, you remember 2008 with Caden Cross. You remember 2012 with Christy Mack. You remember 2013 with August Ames, late 2013. Or was it 2014 with Keisha Gray?
It was winter, so it was late or early that next year,
when
Doug,
you discovered this budding starlet?
That's correct.
All right. Yeah, I don't remember that.
And earlier this year when she had about 500 followers, and I said, Lana Rhodes, I just made you a king or queen because you're the next big thing.
Really?
And sure enough, no one has hit this industry harder since Jenna Jameson than Lana Rhodes. Now, of course, there might be this yeast infection thing that's kind of knocked her out of play for a couple weeks.
Is she on the DL?
She's on the DL.
15-day?
But I'm bullish on her return. So Bomber O'Brien said, you know what? You spotted Caden Cross. You spotted Christy Mack. You spotted August Ames. You spotted Keisha Gray. You spotted Lana Rhodes before others did. We need to sponsor a segment so you can tell our audience who is the next up-and-coming adult film star we need to buy stock in. And they said, we want to sponsor the report, boy. And I said, I'll be happy to do it. Mm. I don't like to make it public, but I want to make picks and I want to make you money. Okay. I make picks.
You make money.
Right.
Got it.
And so our very first Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film starlet was Jill Cassidy. And at the time, Doug, as you remember, she had 2,292 followers.
Well, I wasn't one of the followers, so I didn't really know the number.
Under a fake account, you were. You have that separate second account.
I do.
That the 4 News doesn't know about.
Oh.
And now I am proud to say that she has 5,294 followers just 3 weeks later. Our listeners love her. They ask her about French fries all the time. You can follow her on Twitter at Jill Cassidy. It's Cassidy with a K. There's 2 Y's on the back end of it. Not really sure why, but it's there. So know that going into it. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the program Jill Cassidy. Jill, good morning. What a delight this is.
Hi, good morning.
It's so nice of you to get up early because we know you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not that bad.
Do you get up early on a regular basis out in the valley?
Yeah, I normally get up like 8.
Doug, bright and early at 8.
Yeah, well, I wish I could get up at 8. Some of us are up at 5.
Yeah, but we're doing a great show.
Yes, right.
Jill, real quickly, on the Twitter account, there's 2 Y's on the back end. I think it's thrown off a lot of our listeners. Otherwise, I think you'd have more followers. Why the 2 Y's, Doug was wondering.
Great question.
Thank you.
Someone already has the 1 Y.
Oh, there's another, someone else in the business or just another person just in general?
Just on layman. Twitter.
Why don't we buy her out? We can buy her and sell her 10 times over today. Why don't we do that by 9:30 St. Louis time? Let's get rid of her. What's her problem?
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, Doug will do that. Doug will do that during the next break.
It's wide open for you there, Tim.
So, Jill.
Thank you.
You got into the industry about a month ago. Is that fair to say, a month, 2 months ago?
That I what?
Got into the business.
Yeah. Yeah, about a month ago.
And what got you into it? What got you interested? What were you doing before?
I was like doing timeshare, and then I had like a sugar daddy, so I wasn't really working.
Yeah, it's a good deal. If you
can get timeshare, I guess.
Well, when I think of timeshare, it's like you split a condo with some friends down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah. When you say you had a timeshare, what do you mean?
Like, I was like selling timeshare.
Ah, selling timeshares. That's a very important word. And then you had a sugar daddy. How'd you meet this gentleman? Because there's that website, sugardaddy.com.
No, I met him through a friend.
So how old was he when you guys met?
That's a great question, Charlie.
36.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Okay. And this guy had a bunch of money in the Dallas area?
San Antonio. I'm from Dallas, but I lived in San Antonio for a couple months right before I moved out here.
Big Spurs fan?
No.
Big Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Well, I would say that because I'm from Dallas.
But you really don't care when it gets down
to it. I don't really care about sports.
Are you excited that the Rams are in Los Angeles?
No.
Good. Now you've endeared yourself to the audience with that passionate answer. So are you still with the sugar daddy?
No.
Okay. So are you completely single?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it tough to find a gentleman lover when you're in the adult industry, have you found?
Yeah, because they treat me different. They treat me like I'm just going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like all over me. They think I'm just gonna have sex with them right away.
And why don't you?
Because they act like that.
Yep. See, Charlie, that's not the way to do it.
They expect it.
Right.
I have a question about the sugar daddy. I'm interested about the arrangement. So, would he just get you gifts? We're talking cars. Was there like an allowance? And I don't want to get too personal in your life, but like how much money is he giving you on a monthly basis? Or is it is it food, taking you out to dinner, and all that? How does it work?
Dinner and going out, like my rent and all my bills and stuff. If I asked for money, but I don't know. I felt kind of bad, you know.
You felt bad because you were taking his money?
Yeah, because I wasn't really, like, working.
Well, you were selling the timeshares.
No, I didn't have him. I had him after the timeshare.
Ah,
but that
that's
like
the chronology.
The most
selling timeshares.
Job I had.
Got it.
I apologize. Tim should have listened earlier. You should have known that.
I apologize, Jill. So do you make the decision to leave the sugar daddy and then move to LA and get into Stag Films, or did this happen after the fact? Because I want to understand the chronology. It's very important to our audience.
I made the decision. Like, I started, like, I had, like, a year and a half ago is whenever I found the agency, and I was, like, contemplating on doing porn. And, I didn't just randomly think of it one day.
Right.
I, like, had talked to LA Direct before, and I, like, called them back after telling them that I was, like, too scared to do it or whatever.
Right. But then what put you over the top? Why did you decide, you know what, I am going to go out to Los Angeles, and I am gonna shoot some stuff?
The whole sugar daddy thing, I was feeling like I was, like, not doing anything. Because it was, like, 4 months of not working my regular job, and I just wanted, like, I don't know. I just wanted something new.
Right.
I was just, like, bored, and I just, like, thought of it one day. I just remembered that I had the agent's number, and I was just thinking about what to do in my life, and I just called him.
Yeah, Doug, when you get bored, what do you do? Do you go into adult work?
Call my sugar mama. She sends a check, and then I'm not bored so much.
There you go.
Now, Jill, I know this is awkward, but our audience is interested in it because we dealt with it a couple weeks ago and something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got to ask about it, though. It's my responsibility. It's why I'm considered the best. There was an ex-boyfriend.
If you don't mind patting yourself on the
back. Oh, my God, no.
And I can't believe you're bringing this up.
Good for you. I like the fake outrage. It's great. You'll fit in on Twitter.
Unbelievable.
But what was going on with that? Because he started following me and then sending me messages. And then, of course, our listeners wanted to...
He's a psycho. And I'm pretty sure he's in jail right now.
So that's why he hasn't been tweeting at me. Nurse?
Yeah. Probably.
Can you tweet from jail?
Oh, no. Doug, I feel like some people can text from jail.
But I don't, yeah, you get the one phone call. I'm wondering if you get like one tweet per day as well.
No, you cannot tweet.
you should be able to.
A hot take on Matheny's handling in the ninth inning, and then back into your cell you go.
If I was president, you'd be able to tweet from jail. Let me
Good
tell you.
For you. Wow, another political take. Wow. Carry it over. So how long were you with this guy? Because it seems like it was tough for him to, you know, flip on.
We were together like a year and like.
Was he the sugar daddy?
No.
So this means this was a while ago that you guys broke up.
Yeah, we broke up several months ago.
So you broke up several months ago with a guy who might be in jail, and then you got together with a sugar daddy, and how long were you with him?
Like 2 months.
Something.
I don't know. A couple months.
All right.
I was just with him up until I moved.
Okay. And has he seen your work? And if so, what does he think of your performance art?
And I think he likes it. Well, he says he likes it. So.
So the first time you decide, you go, okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to fly to Los Angeles and shoot my first film. What's going through your mind?
I like how you raise your voice there.
All right, thank you.
I was like kind of nervous, but I had a friend who lived in Long Beach. So I don't know. I wasn't that scared to go to L.A.
What did the friend have to do with this in Long Beach?
It's a good spot to live.
I don't know. I was like nervous whenever I came, but like whenever like I got in there and we started like talking and stuff before we filmed, I just like got comfortable and it wasn't a big deal.
What happened to this episode? I think the guy got a. What happened there, Charlie? We lost you. Jill, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, something happened. We lost you real briefly. So you're talking to your friend in Long Beach. Is this a female friend?
LBC.
That's right.
No, it's a boy.
It's a boy. And the boy convinces you that the right move is to get into the adult industry.
No, he doesn't. Where did you get that?
Why do you keep jumping to conclusions, dude? Seriously, this is bothering you.
But Jill,
I'm on your side, Jill. Don't worry.
I thought we had an alliance. Jill, I apologize. I thought you said you weren't sure, and then you went to the LBC, as Charlie said, and then you're meeting with this friend.
No, I was
Doug, you were wrong.
Whenever I came, I wasn't nervous because I had a friend in Long Beach, so like I wasn't nervous to come from Texas to...
With the move, you weren't nervous.
Because my friend was so close.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I see. So you weren't nervous about Stag. You were nervous about moving to California.
No, I wasn't nervous.
You were not nervous. Not Charlie, it doesn't make sense.
I got it.
Not with the friend in Long Beach.
Right, exactly. Okay. This guy's very powerful. So the first, now I noticed this, and this was something Doug and I were talking about. When we saw your modeling profile, we thought you were beautiful, but it's so rare these days, isn't it, Jill? It's so rare these days to see on a modeling profile that the woman is willing to do boy-girl, but not girl-girl. And I thought that was intriguing, and I wanted to know why. What's that all about?
Because I don't know. I'm not really bi or lesbian.
But yet...
I think girls are pretty and stuff, but I'm not into, like... All that.
Right, all that is a perfect FCC way to say it, and our audience follows you with that. But it's very rare for a woman to get into the industry and not just go, okay, I'll do it, even if I'm not really into it. And so that's why I'm saying it's odd, and it seems to me, based on some of the pictures you've posted on Twitter, that you've changed your mind over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I did boy girl girl, so I'm gonna.
And so that's just. I want to make sure I clear this up for the listeners. Doug, that's an MFF.
Okay.
What? No, it's BGG.
Doug, it's a BGG.
Right, boy, girl, girl.
Right, but some people in the Midwest, we say MFF or the more popular MMF.
Oh, okay.
For male, female. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get your friend from Long Beach to explain this to you.
Can I ask a question?
Hold on a second. I want to ask about lesbianism.
Go ahead. Okay,
she's
go ahead.
Not done.
Sorry.
So you're not into women, but there all of a sudden you show up on the set. You think it's going to be BG, and the next thing you know, there's a rogue lesbian on the set.
Just lurking.
They asked me to do a boy, girl, girl whenever I get there, and I'm just like, I don't know. I just like had to like think about it. I was just I guess.
Yeah.
and just like that, next thing you know, you're with a woman.
Yeah.
And how did you enjoy it? That's
cool.
A very important thing with detail.
It was good.
It was good. So now do you think you'll be with more women?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to do girl, girl. I'm going to do boy, girl, girl for now.
But why not just do girl, girl?
Because I'm scared.
Because you're sad?
Scared.
Oh.
I'm scared.
But you've already done it now at this point. What is there to be scared of? She's soft, just like you.
Okay.
But I haven't really done it. I've only done
with a gentleman there.
Yeah.
All right, Doug. I follow now. But you acknowledge that is rare in the industry for a girl to say, no, I won't sleep with a woman. That's kind of commonplace in the industry.
Yeah, they all say, I won't sleep with a man.
Well, that's going to make the career awfully tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jill,
go ahead.
Jill, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
A MILF? I don't know.
Nice.
A MILF. Yep, Doug. It's kind of
I thought you said a nurse.
Oh, I thought you said a MILF.
MILF.
No.
Oh, gotcha.
Not a nurse.
Not a nurse, a MILF.
Well, nurse is a good profession.
Not right.
Nurse. My mother's actually a nurse.
Right.
Random. I have another question for you. I'd like to go back to a topic we were discussing earlier, if you don't mind telling us. Why is your ex-boyfriend in jail? What did he do?
He said that he effed up his stepdad who he was living with.
He beat him up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, stepdads have such a big part of this show, don't they?
Right, yeah. Seems to be recurring.
Yeah, I don't know. He, messaged me, it was, bragging. It was so weird.
He was bragging that he beat up a stepdad?
Yeah, to me.
Mm. What an odd communication. And he's in the poke because of that?
Yeah, right to the who's cow.
I don't know.
Okay.
So have you told your parents and your family know what you're doing now, and how do they react to that?
My dad's they still love me and everything. They're not they don't hate me or anything. But they're just my mom was a little bit concerned at first, and then she kind of she's warming up.
They try to talk you out of it?
No.
It didn't.
My dad's pretty open-minded.
He's a progressive. To join us in the studio. Jill, what about your friends from Dallas? Have they seen your work? How's that playing?
They all think it's really cool, and all the guys tell me that they watch it. So it's weird.
You're going to be a big hit at your high school graduation.
At my high school graduation.
Anniversary, yeah.
Oh. Reunion. You meant reunion.
Reunion.
Right. Reunion.
Yeah.
So what performance have you worked with so far? Our producer, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he's big on Twitter, the Plowhawk. Mm-hmm. He's a big Manuel Ferrara fan. Plowhawk, can you tell Jill why it is that you like Manuel so much?
Thanks, Tim. Didn't know I'm going to be on air here.
No.
I like his longevity in the career. You know, you don't see a lot of guys span a 10, 12, 15-year porn career. Usually it's the up-and-comers, no pun intended there.
No.
But so I respect him. Your thoughts, Jill.
Nice.
I haven't worked with him, and I don't really know who he is.
How many movies have you done so far?
Around 10, I'm not sure.
Ten-ish.
It's kind of hard to keep track.
Does it take a long time to? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With, what were you saying?
Stop interrupting.
Does it take a long time to learn the lines and everything? There is some dialogue involved.
Sometimes, like one time, they sent it to me like 4 days before, like a week before something, and I don't know. It's not that hard because they're not like super long or anything. It's just they're kind of. I don't think they sound realistic to what someone would actually say.
Really?
So it's like, that's the only reason it'd be hard to remember anything, just because it doesn't sound like something that I would ever say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I have an honest question here. Have you ever, you're going to work and you know the person that you have to act with, and for whatever reason, you're not attracted to them, or you don't like them, you don't like their personality, and for whatever reason, you're just not feeling it. Does
right.
That ever happen?
What you're doing, you're describing Anna Marie's drive home right there. That's the whole thing that you just described right there. But Jill, have you run into that problem?
I haven't had it, but I've been like picky kind of about who I'm going to work with.
But yet they slipped in a rogue lesbian one time on you, and you didn't anticipate that.
Yeah. Well, my agency didn't know about it. The company kind of did that, so it was, I don't know, but she's like a really pretty girl, but I haven't had any people that I'm like unattractive to.
It sounds like to me, and I don't know the industry, but it sounds like to me that if the agency or the company wants something to be done, they just send that person to kind of show up at the set, and then it just happens. Is that fair? Like they'll say, okay, this person doesn't want to do this, but if they just send the person to the set and that person's sitting there, it's kind of like, oh, well,
I don't know. No, my agent didn't know that was going to happen, though, because he, like, called me later and was like, why didn't you tell me, like, that you did a boy-girl-girl?
Do you get more money for a boy-girl-girl?
It wasn't his plan.
Do you get more money for an MMF, as we call it in the Midwest?
I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Yeah, that was too personal. I agree with you.
I apologize. That was Doug, and he was out of line, the whole thing.
I couldn't be sorry.
No money questions.
Yeah, there's we do no money questions.
No
Doug.
Money, no problems.
That's right. That's how it is. B-I-G, P-O-P-P-A.
No Yo info, what's up?
Yeah, thank you very much. Your favorite male performer you've worked with, Jill, so far is whom?
Oh, it's hard.
I do.
I really like Preston Parker.
Preston Parker, Doug, came up and was a big part of the Cardinals' 2006 run.
It's Preston Wilson.
Okay. Anybody else stand out? anybody else stand out?
I like Small Hands.
Small Hands?
You know who that is?
Doug.
He's like, has tattoos.
That's his name? Small Hands?
Yeah, he said he was, like, getting in the porn. Like, he thought he was just going to do it, like, one time. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, a joke. And then it just, that's his name. So.
Doug, his name is Small Hands.
Okay.
And is it because you were attracted to him or because the scene was good? What makes Small Hands
his,
so
like,
special?
Personality, like, he was fun to work with, you know.
Charlie, you have another question. I see.
Jill, speaking of Small Hands, there were some allegations during the primaries that Donald Trump had small hands. Just wondering, politically, who are you into this election season? Who are you voting for? And also, what issues are really important to you?
I really don't like Trump. I don't know. And women's issues.
Yeah.
And, just like women's issues.
Doug, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the summary right there. Now, we have a segment on this program on Fridays, and there's a gentleman comes in. Now, Doug has accused it of being a fetish. I don't think anybody thinks that that's the case. It's called the segment, you've probably heard of it. It's called Foot Fetish Friday. It's wildly popular. And this gentleman kind of, for the listeners' purposes, will talk with women about their feet and then occasionally suckle upon their toes, Doug. Mm. And I've noticed you post a lot of pictures, and there's gentlemen who send you like chains for your feet. I haven't really seen this. What's going on there?
They like my feet, so.
But the chains.
Yeah, they're like little outfits. Not outfits. They're like Not decorations, like accessories.
Like an anklet, jewelry. Like an ankle bracelet.
But it's not. It's more than an anklet. It's like there's chains
it's
around.
It's kind of like shoes for on the beach.
Yes,
the beach shoes.
They're just like but cute,
like flip flops.
But
stuff.
They're chains. But aren't they like? Aren't they like metal?
Yeah, they're like wearing like. It's like sterling silver or something.
Yeah, Jill, I've noticed this phenomenon. You see women these days; they have these shoes. And they also have, like, the straps that go all the way up to their knees sometimes. It looks like a soldier from,
yeah, like
from
Gladiator.
A Roman.
Like
yeah,
Gladiator.
From Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
You know what I'm talking
Russell
about?
Russell Crowe.
Right, Jill?
I do not know what strap you're talking about.
No. Women will wear
these
shoes.
The random strap on their thigh.
No. Women will wear these shoes. They're like sandals, but then they'll have... Tim, you know what I'm talking about.
They'll
have, like, straps that go up...
Like Russell Crowe.
Like, yeah, like gladiators would wear... Back
oh,
in the day.
Yeah, I don't wear that.
Okay, that's the end of that. Trial.
But you knew what I was talking about. That's the important thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, that was that line of questioning.
Yeah.
Doug, you have a couple. Fault. Doug, I feel bad. I've asked a lot. You go ahead and ask your questions.
So what's your typical day? What are you going to do today?
Good question.
What's a day in the life?
My friend from Texas is here, and we're gonna go to the beach.
Is that blonde?
Yes.
She follows me on Twitter for some reason. Is she in the industry?
No, I don't know. Like she said that a bunch of people follow her, so she probably just follows some of them back.
How great is it that our listeners are so active with you?
It's awesome. They're so cool.
Look at that. How about that, Doug? How about that, Doug?
Not even a hint of sarcasm.
Nope, they are wonderful. And they ask you about French fries a lot, don't they, I noticed?
Yeah, I don't get it. What
no,
is that?
We don't either.
What kind of French fry is your favorite French fry?
The waffle fries.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Or, yeah. Oh,
that's the right one. Do you get them at Chick-fil-A or there is another restaurant in L.A. or Dallas, that you say, you know what, I'm in the mood for a waffle
see,
fry.
See, I like Chick-fil-A waffle fries, but in Texas, I like the Whataburger fries.
Yeah.
Whataburger's waffle fries?
No, they just have regular fries.
Regular fries.
Okay, then I understand. But yeah,
but I
is.
Would probably choose those over the waffle fries.
Doug, so the ranking is as follows. Whataburger fries followed by waffle fries.
Right.
I like all fries.
We all
do.
Clip that off again. Yeah. Plow Astro. If our listeners have any questions, they're welcome to call in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. So this, what a great life you have. You're a young, beautiful woman, and you're just going to head off to the beach with your friend from Texas today. That's all you have to do?
Yep, that's all we're going to do.
God, it sounds like you have it all figured out. Are you happy you made this decision to get into the world of adult?
Yes, I'm so happy.
Are you really? That's great to hear. That's
yeah.
Been great to hear. When you look at some of the other females in your, kind of the new ladies to the industry, have you become friends with any young ladies?
Yeah, Bella Rose and I have become really close recently.
Who's that?
Bella Rose.
Bella
she
Rose,
Doug. Yeah.
That means beautiful rose in English.
Seems like it, yeah. And you guys are tight.
Yeah.
Anybody like Lana Rhodes was one of my up and coming adult film stars. Have you gotten to know her?
No, I've never been able to talk to her.
What about Keisha Gray? She's also a friend of the show, FOTS.
Mm-mm, never met her. I don't even think I follow her.
Who do you follow on Twitter and why do you follow them? I'm going to go check this.
Well,
what's wrong with that? I'm curious where you are on this.
I follow so many people, though. I don't know. I just follow them because I want to, like, be like them in, like, the industry. Or, like, I just think they're pretty or something.
Now I see you're followed by Ray King. He's a former Cardinal left-hander. The Sea Monster, Sneaky Vile follows you. Christina Carter follows you.
Oh, yeah.
Your thoughts on Christina Carter?
She's really pretty. Actually, I didn't meet her. I, like, saw her at a shoot, like, but I didn't recognize it was her.
Yeah, I wouldn't know
until
her
until I, like, went and looked at my Twitter, and I was like, oh, that's something cool.
That's who that was.
Yeah, sometimes she'll change her hair, and you can't tell there. I have a question, though. Do you want to have a relationship outside of work, and is that tough to do? I know you've only been in the business for a while, but...
For a month.
Is it tough to have a relationship with somebody that's understanding of what you do for a living, or also do you just kind of want to be young and single in California?
I kind of just want to do the young and single thing because I've been in a relationship since I've been like an adult, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not on the dating scene at all?
Well, I was. Whenever I got here, I was still kind of like going on dates and stuff. But then there was like a guy who like wanted me to stop doing it. And
the sugar daddy.
Guys that would treat me different. No.
Oh.
Like there a guy here that was like the sugar daddy supportive of it.
Good for him. Open-minded.
Yeah.
I see you follow Marley Brinks and Scarlet Red. I'm a big Scarlet Red guy.
I met Scarlet Red at a photo shoot, and she was really cool. She, like, taught me how to douche.
Oh, for crying out loud. Didn't your mom tell you how to do that?
No, you're not supposed to douche, like, in regular life. Like, you don't douche because it's not really good for your pH, but you need it sometimes before.
Doug, there it is. That's a little tip right there. You know, some people want to work on their sand game. Yeah. Some people want to work on their douching. And if you want both, you've come to the right program. Kendra Sunderland was my Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film starlet yesterday. I noticed you follow her. She was the girl from the Oregon State Library. What a wonderful, wonderful person.
Wonderful. Was that sarcastic?
No, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Oh, it sounded sarcastic.
Hell no.
Whenever, here's the thing.
There's been a lot of
that, but
not in this particular.
Sorry, Jill. Whenever Tim gets so really happy. Excited, his voice raises when he's asking that question.
I am obviously, Jill, I made you my first Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film starlet, so I'm high on you. And Kendra, McKenna Cade was the second. It doesn't seem like she's getting traction at this point. You clearly are. You're up to 5,500 Twitter followers, or 5,200, whatever it is. And Kendra is beautiful as well. Now, she has a bunch of Twitter followers, 89,000, but I don't think she's necessarily as mainstream as some of the women we've been discussing, and so that's why I was curious. I see you're following her. She's stunningly beautiful, and I wanted to know what your rapport is with her.
Like, how I know her, or do I know her or something?
Right.
Well, she just, like, I saw, like, posts of her, like, whenever her video came out, and I just started, like, creeping on her, and I thought she was really pretty, so I followed her.
Would you hook up with Kendra Sunderland even though you're not into women?
Yes, I would.
See, then you're into it. You're going to be doing girl in no time.
I am. I'm just, like, scared a little bit.
What are you scared? Honestly, let's work through it. Douglas workshop
wanna,
this
today. Like, I don't know. So many guys have, like, done stuff to me where it, like, doesn't feel good or, like, it just, like, hurts or something. Like, and I just don't want to, like, do something to a girl where it, like, doesn't feel good, you know?
Right. Well, that hasn't stopped me.
No. You've made a career out of that, haven't you?
Jill, let's see. We have some of the listeners have questions. Can I put two listeners on at the same time? Can I do a boy, girl, girl?
Yeah.
I can't.
Just as long as she's on lock. Yeah.
All right. Jill is on lock. Doug, I see we have a call. This is Carl, and he spells his name with a K.
Sure he does.
We welcome our listeners to call on. It's Jill Cassidy. You can follow her on Twitter, at Jill Cassidy. It's with a K, Doug. And there's two Y's at the end because there's another Jill Cassidy, but
right.
I don't think she's in Stag. Yeah, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Long time, first time. I apologize if this was already mentioned, but a question for the young lass there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Doug, is every hole fair game?
Oh, my word. I apologize.
Hold him down.
He's gone. Don't worry about that, Jill. But if you want to answer it, you can.
Wait, I didn't really hear the question.
Good.
Doug will ask it again.
Good. I won't. Who do you think is going to win the second wild card in the National League? You got the Cardinals. You got the Dodgers. You a Dodgers fan now?
Do you think that I would know that question?
Well, I'm just wondering if you live in L.A. now. Dodgers are right in the thick of it.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys. I like that. I think that's a good possibility. I'd keep my eye on that.
really?
Yeah. Let's see. I saw Mike Lee was on hold. I wonder what he wanted to ask. I wanted to get him on, Doug, but unfortunately it looks like he's dropped off. Are you ever going to do any feature dancing? And if so, boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we get you in St. Louis? We'd have you in studio and the whole deal.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Do you do feature dancing? Have you done some scripting?
I have once.
What'd you think of it? Was it like an amateur night deal?
It was like weird. No, it was like I just went with my sister and I was, and it was, I didn't like it, because they're allowed to grab you in Dallas. I don't know if they're allowed to there.
Charlie, are they allowed to grab you?
Well,
I have no idea.
I guess you have to set your boundaries, but I was just, like, bad at, like, being mean to them. So, like, they would, like, grab me a lot more.
Yeah, let's not.
It sounds like assault to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's right. Would you do that in Texas?
Yeah, I just did it once.
Sounds like it's Texas rules.
Nice job.
I don't know. I just know I didn't like it.
Yeah, well, Doug, I mean, when we go out and do remote, sometimes the listeners grab at us.
Yeah, well, I was at Chippendales. I danced for Chippendales for years, and they would try to grab me. And some of the gals have cold hands, which was, you know, irritating.
No, but I'll probably do it.
Doug, there's the response.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
All right. Jill, you know, we got to wrap up, unfortunately, but this has been wonderful. I hope our listeners continue to follow and continue to interact with you. It's been wonderful to see how much popularity you've gotten here over the last few weeks. I mean, I'll tell you what, sister, you're a shooting star and a special spirit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it, Doug, to see somebody, you know, a month ago in Dallas and San Antonio, and now a month later, 5,200, 5,300 Twitter followers, and considered, you know, a real force in the industry. I hope you're doing this, you know, 10, 15 years from now. Wouldn't that be great?
Me too. I really hope I'm, like, known then.
And that sums it up.
Yeah.
Jill Cassidy, our guest.
Shooting
star. Well, she is. She's ascending quickly up the industry. Jill, thank you so much. Hold on a second.
Thank you so much.
No, I got one just real quickly before we go. Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is Matt. I got Mike right here. Hold on. Okay. Hi, Mike. You're on. Hi.
Hey, hello, Mike.
Yeah, Penny came by on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Well, Mike, we'll talk about that in a moment because I know you're getting better, but Jill Cassidy is on the line. Jill, say hello to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. Got milk?
Can we have a decent question, please?
What the heck is going on?
I couldn't hear it. Static. You got a cough. You have a cough. Are you ill?
Huh?
Are you sick? You getting a little cough? A little chill?
No, I was just clearing my throat.
No, that's good. We don't want you to be ill. No. Jill, when's your next
shoot? No. It is the 21st.
God, so what are you going to do? You're just going to hang out for the next, like, 4 days?
Yeah, well, I'm on priority list. So, if anything, but my friend's here from Texas.
Right. So, Doug, so, should have to hang out with her friend.
But priority list, she could get a call at any minute.
Right.
And have to
get a call at any minute, but I'll probably be camgirling with my friend from Texas and my friend here at the house, Bella Rose.
So, you can follow you on camgirls, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll post about it on Twitter before we get on.
Right.
And what if
you got a call today and your agent says, Jill, I know you're supposed to go to the beach with your friend from Texas, but Kendra Sunderland needs a partner for her girl. What would you say,
gosh,
Jill? What would you say right there? Moment of truth, a defining moment in your career.
Well, I would have to be there for Kendra.
Oh, that's so hot. How hot is that? That's so hot, isn't it? Wonderful. Jill, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for dropping by the show, and thank you for being so interactive with our listeners on Twitter.
Of course. Thank you.
There she is, everybody.
Thank you, Jill.
Jill Cassidy, Doug, and it just happened. All the work, it's paid off. We have now reached the mountaintop. We have covered the topic of douching.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to, but that's kind of where it went, wasn't it?
That was a long interview.
It was. It was like 45 minutes.
We did an hour with Joe Buck.
I think it was Keith Olbermann. Not political here, Doug. I said it best when he started ESPN2 about 20 years ago, and all the network execs were there, and he started the broadcast. The first words ever uttered on ESPN2 were, "Welcome to the end of my career."
That's what he said.
That's correct.
And I think we just started something wonderfully here.
Yeah, I was trying to tell by the accent if it was Dartmouth or Princeton. And I never really could tell. One of those.
You know Chris Raby works over at, there's a little AM in town. It's called Camel X.
Right.
Never heard of it.
And he tweeted at us, can't decide if she's serious or if this is the greatest piece of performance art I've ever heard.
No, I think that was all serious.
And wonderful. Mm-hmm. And how provocative was it that she said she wouldn't necessarily like to do a girl-girl, but she would like to do a boy-girl-girl? That kind of makes you think.
It doesn't make me think at all. It makes me think, how did you find the gal? What did you do to find this gal?
I'm not going to reveal my secrets, brah.
Okay.
Guys, is Small Hands the alter ego of Soft Hands? Thanks. That's from the Kaskaskia River Monster.
Ray King.
I just shipped the text of the day right there. Congratulations. That's two tickets to the Bud Bash.
Ray King actually sent me a picture on my phone of Small Hands, and he actually looks like Timberfake with a bunch of tattoos. Like on his stomach is a huge tattoo of a tiger.
That's hot.
Now, what if you get one on your stomach, and then as you get older, your stomach gets really big? Would you have to have that tattoo touched up? Because there would be holes in the ink.
It'd be a stretch tiger.
Yeah.
Be a big tiger.
Well, I don't know that you'd still get that tiger look. You'd probably get certain parts of skin that would be between the ink.
Yeah. It would look like a liger, maybe.
Guys, over under on the amount of new drops from this call, the line is set at 12 and a half. No. Hunchback of One Castle.
Well, she seemed like a nice girl.
That's right, Doug. Thank you. This Bomber O'Brien segment, it's just opening up doors for us.
You think?
Like to where?
Right to the FCC, I think. Be my guess.
The Inside XTL experience at LouFest is made possible by the independent tire dealers, your hometown tire team, ITDRoll.com, over 50 locations in the St. Louis area, and over 20 brands to choose from featuring Kumho tires. Get your tickets to LouFest in our private area on InsideXTL.com by entering the password. Free Dotem. Joe Kapp. Doug got his belt. Jill yeah. Cassidy, our DraftKings.com guest of the day. We had Lucian from Twinks for Trump, but then we had Jill Cassidy. And I think this is the kind of show that I might podcast and relive.
Well, that makes one of us. One will be in denial that we were ever part of the show. But if you'd like to podcast, you know, it's your presentation. You go right ahead.
Go to DraftKings.com, yep. Set up your team, enter the promo code 920, and you can play for free with DraftKings up to 5 million prizes in week one. DraftKings.com. Rapport. Nice try, Tim. That word has two syllables. Thanks. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. Doug, I could tell, and it was Dartmouth. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That was the best interview in the history of the world. Thank you. That comes from... Milt Thompson, I'm so hard right now. That's from Timmy the Tickler. The audience was very active.
They came through. Asked some really good questions on the phone. They really came through for us. When we're out of questions, we can always count on a good one from the listening audience. It's just disappointing is all it is.
It's something, Doug.
You know what you wouldn't be disappointed by?
What's that?
Ryan Kelly. If you refinance your mortgage.
He puts this show on the map is what he does.
No doubt.
He makes refinancing a home as simple as possible. Nobody in the industry can beat his streamlined process, Chuck. Toned by years of practice, which will get you the best loan possible as quickly as possible. Nobody beats Ryan Kelly on HARP or FHA loans, and he'll find you the best rate available. Whether you're looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten the term or years of your loan, utilize your equity in your home improvement, for a variety of other projects, this is what you do. You go to Ryan Kelly and you get refinanced. Simply the best in the business. I'll give you a phone number, 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. And the website is thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Unbelievable. Ryan Kelly, title sponsor. Makes it all possible.
Yep.
Without Ryan Kelly, we don't hear from Jill Cassidy or Lucian.
Does he know that? He doesn't know.
He's got the free Dotem billboard. He obviously is on board. Think about that.
I still haven't seen one.
Time passes.
They're still up there?
Oh, you better believe
Lucian
it.
Lucian Wintrick.
It's a really
and
nice
Joe
time.
Joe Cassidy.
Time. Hey, Matt Ehrenreich of Edward Jones is a sponsor of this program. And he's the guy who got 42 calls from being a sponsor of Deke Dotem.
People upset with him. They would get behind
on board with
so vile.
On board with it. And we recommend that, of course, our listeners do business with our wonderful sponsors. And Matt Ehrenreich was on board with the program. He's a fan page guy, Doug.
And he actually has a job. He's not he doesn't clean up the place or anything.
Nope.
He's actually like a
financial advisor. Edward
right.
Jones, one of the most respectable companies out there, Doug, is behind this here program.
Yeah, when you see people rate best companies in America to work with, that's always right.
Like, well, Matt Ehrenreich said, you know what? I'm going to grow my business. I'm going to sponsor Deke Dotem. And it worked. Hey, Doug, head to the Lake of the Ozarks and stay at Lakeview Resort. Boat, fish, swim, or enjoy a variety of amenities, including outdoor pool, hot tubs, and sand volleyball court. Lakeview can handle groups of all sizes for wintertime visitors. You can check out the enclosed heating fishing dock. Book your trip now. Mention you heard about them on CBS Sports 920. Receive your third night free. For more information or to make reservations, check out lakeviewresortusa.com. Lakeview Resort, time for email of the day. Tales from Me Secret Journal. I was frolicking around Forest Park with my butterfly net, just seeing what I might be able to catch, when all of a sudden a majestic man slash bear slash twink sunbathing on the hood of a pristine LeBaron whilst in a quite revealing leopard print Speedo. He had the most endearing five head, an expensive gold chain with the number 4 dangling on his chest shrubs.
Never really changes, does it, this show, I mean? It's always the same.
We just interviewed an adult film star for 45 minutes.
Right.
And you're just now coming to this conclusion?
Yeah. It's just disappointing.
I began to saunter over to see if the interest was mutual when I heard a rustling in a nearby bush. I turned to see what appeared to be a midget with a lopsided head and little boy pincers whisper shouting, six, 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 mantrib, mantrib. While trying to comprehend this weird tribal chant, I felt the soft touch on the small of my back and whisper in my ear, you must forgive my lips. They find pleasure in the most unusual places. Next thing I know, I'm propped up on the hood of the LeBaron and flat getting after it. Teehee, that's AJ from St. J. Plowhawk orders these things, Doug. I don't read them. I take what's in the stack, and he orders them.
AJ from St. J. He's new.
Just curious if you T-boys were able to get those clammy booger honks on the latest issue of Ear Pinning Quarterly. It has a wonderful feature that goes in depth on how to best pin those ears back while salling in and carving a cute landing strip, as well as a fantastic spotlight that goes in depth on best practices for pinning those ears back whilst posted up backwards on the turlet while flat giving labor to some nope.
Who was it, Tim?
How do you do, Timmy Walters?
Timmy Walters. Timmy Walters. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound handsome suspension logule.
Anytime I hear Ear Pinning Quarterly, you have to laugh.
Guys, Plops here. I woke up with my feet duct taped to my ears again and my wallet's gone. I swear sooner or later I'm going to stop picking up couples I meet at Miss Sherry's. I got the cafeteria.
Yeah. Is that still open? Probably not with all the trouble they had with guys getting picked up by elderly couples.
This has gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than being sexually manhandled by a couple on Social Security, robbed and left for dead, looking like a big, giant, hairy pretzel, my sabbatical's going quite well. I feel clear-headed and refreshed. That's what a warm shower at the YMCA and a good enema in front of a crowd of 8 guys will do for you, Doug. Man, I love the Y. It's half racquetball club, half nudist colony, and the only thing lower than their monthly prices are the beanbags of the guys in the sauna at 9 in the morning. Well, my step class is about to start, so I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. That's from Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Plops here.
A young starlet sat in her bay window, staring out at the night sky in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. A shooting star streamed across the moonless sky. I wish I may, I wish I might, make me become a top porn star. Likely, really soon, yeah, she said as she squinted her lifeless eyes. Thousands of miles away in the middle of the country, an impish little man fired away on his Dell with his nimble pincers. Where is she? Where is she? Then it happened. Holy mosquito, he said. KS Library girl, you're the golden goose. Within moments, the young dreamer's inbox was flooded with fry questions and free dotems. What's happening, she thought. Well, I'll tell you what was happening. Her dreams were coming true. Life works in mysterious ways, boys. And just remember, if you can't find your estranged teenage daughter, Tim probably will. Thank you for your time. It's from Jill Cassidy's stepdad, David.
That was a good line there at the end. Can't find your missing teenage daughter, Tim probably will. Who'd you say did that?
David.
That's Jill Cassidy's stepdad. His name is David.
Jill Cassidy's stepdad named David.
Stepdads are really big on this show.
How about the boyfriend beat up his stepdad?
Yeah. There's just a theme.
Now he's in prison.
I was proud of it, apparently.
Morning. Listening to Doug's voice on the air brings me back to a fond memory. Doug's denim chinos shined in the bright lights of the ballroom of the Holiday Inn, Edwardsville. We were finishing up our brandy and crumpets when the wonderful vocal tunes of Joshua's Little Angels came over the speakers. Walter Payton approached his prize, took him by the hand, and whisked him away to the dance floor. They swayed back and forth, and as the song tempo lowered, so did Walter's hand. He loosened Doug's suspenders, dropped his hand in Doug's pant.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
It's Tunnels 12,000 again.
Tunnels 12,000. You've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I don't expect it felt very good.
Morning, guys. You know that moment when you take your wreck at work, but the toilet seat was warmed by another man's behind?
Oh.
For the last few days, a kind of hot gentleman has exited the restroom as I walk in. We make awkward eye contact, almost sensing that our butt cheeks are about to press together through the spiritual medium of said toilet.
No.
I don't know who this handsome devil is, but the thermal output of his rump is as pleasant as a sunny day. Thanks, that's a Crestwood Coyote. You know his dad.
Awful. Oh, yeah, his dad. Yeah, we played Indian ball together.
Native American.
Crestwood Coyote. I'm disappointed in him.
Hey, Doug, I would like to cordially invite you to my diaper party. Before you pop me down, this is a real thing. It is for hot future dads to hang out with their guy friends one last time before the baby comes. They also bring diapers. We would love you to be there, dance around, and just be sure to check yourself before you wet yourself. Thoughts? That's Sam from the poor part of Oakville.
Awful. Sam, poor part, Oakville.
Sup, boys. I have a super serious question for Doug. Would you be comfortable laying with a man that has killed 309 people in just 9 days of his life? Jack Bauer literally killed 309 people in just 9 days. Who knows how many more he's killed in the other 40-something years of his life. What's weird, though, is he had like 5 different relationships while on 24. Talk about sleeping with somebody that could be a little aggressive and unstable, but the women seem comfortable with him. One season, Jack killed 52 people. My question, though, is would you feel comfortable knowing your hero has just stayed up 24 hours and killed 52 people and then comes home to you and wants to mount you on the dishwasher? Would you fear for your life or still feel for your brown-eyed potato gun getting jam-packed by Jack? Totes, appreciate your opinion, brah. White collar gang.
Just a horrible
what
email.
The hell?
Horrible.
And I love the WCG. That was out there.
So you're breaking away.
No, I mean, I like him in theory. And that was a creative email. I'll give him that.
That's just a horrible, horrible thing to write.
It was a Jack Bauer-themed email. 24.
Look how long this is. Look at that.
On Fox. Is it still going, that show?
Doug?
It always comes back like every couple years, Doug.
I was too pressed for time to see it, Chuck.
It's like Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet? Halley's Comet.
One
Halley's?
Of the two.
I say Halley's.
All the best shows are on Fox, though.
Some ponderings. Jill Cassidy takes the high hard one for a living, but the way to not get to sleep with her is to act as if she's likely to sleep with you. People rag on Pee Wee Herman for performing Manuel in public, but if you think about the Playhouse, shouldn't we blame Cherry? I mean, dude had a talking chair with a giant tongue. Why would he ever play with Pateri or Captain Carl if he could just sit and get his beanbag washed whenever he wants? In honor of Mike Lee and the 9 o'clock caller, Charlie, he an idiot. Please clip off Jail Cassidy saying what after Tim said that's an MFF. The Rhodes Scholarship Committee will be interested. Wonderful. That's from the president of the unofficial Lionel Richie fan club.
President, unofficial Lionel Richie fan club.
And that's all the time we have. Let's see. Yeah, that's. I don't have time. Frank has a show.
There's so many good ones, though.
There was a couple. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of David, Jill Cassidy's stepdad.
It's funny you say that. I always like Earpinning Quarterly. I liked the Crestwood Coyote, but by far, Jill Cassidy's stepdad, David, is the winner.
Congratulations to David, Jill Cassidy's stepfather. You have won the email of the day. Unbelievable. That's a pass. Movie passes to see Hell or High Water at Warrenburg Theaters. Unbelievable. Once again, thank you to Ryan Kelly. What's that number?
314-781-9700.
I got to call that number because I'm doing business with Ryan. I recommend you do as well online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Frank Cusmano's up next. It is the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusmano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Peyton, for the Plow Astro, for my brother Kevin, for Iggy, and for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from Gateway Buick GMC Studios.